bringen noch eine kleine Geschichte von der Serie bei Tata Mama Steve.
We bring you a new episode of Round the Family Table, an episode which takes place in New York but could have happened anywhere. In Philadelphia, Chicago, or anywhere where Jews live. The scene is a Jewish home in one of the better neighborhoods in New York, Riverside Drive. The lady of the house, a rich Jewish woman, entertains a friend of hers who's come to visit.
And you should have seen the hat she was wearing.
I'm telling you, we laughed so much that I have no imagination.
And her manner? And her English?
Well, let me tell you something.
If you're born low class, you can never escape it.
You won't believe it. We're born in about Finnefew in an apartment.
We've lived in this apartment for 5 years, and I'm telling you that no one knows we're Jewish.
Is that so?
I should live so. They made an
They all think we're Germans.
No, sure.
You just have to know how to handle yourself.
Well, Mom, almost finished.
Say, why don't you say hello to Mrs. Stone?
Oh, how do you do?
How do you do?
You will excuse me, won't you?
Certainly.
Hello? Yes. He is not in. I don't know.
Who is it for?
For your grandpa.
Well, you should have asked who it was.
Please, Sidney.
I only said that because he told me he expected a call.
Go and do your work, please.
All right.
Look at that. You have Jewish papers. Must be the old man's, huh? I didn't see a Jewish paper for years.
Oh, I'm telling you, geboren a regular synagogue.
It's a regular synagogue here since he moved in. And no matter how much I beg my husband, why do you need this? He's lived all his years in Brownsville. Let him live in Brownsville. Get him a room, send him his check every week. Why do you need him here? You live in a nice section with such high-class people.
High-class people?
Certainly, it's not pleasant.
I will say it's not pleasant.
Every morning in the lobby, with everyone coming by, there he stands with his Yiddish papers arguing with the porter about politics in his English.
Politics in sein English.
Oh, my God.
And if that wasn't enough, now he has the habit on every Monday and Thursday of bringing me guests.
Yes. Yeah, guests.
In pink types just like him. Jews with chicken fat smeared overcoats and beards. It's a wonder we're not evicted from here.
I don't know how you stand it. I should live so.
I'm sick just talking about it.
Well, I think I'll go.
Well, thanks for calling and give my regards to your husband.
I certainly will. And don't aggravate yourself.
I'm so nervous, I think I'll take a few weeks off and go to Mexico.
In Mexico.
Goodbye.
This mission of others are my man.
That must be my husband.
What do you want?
Excuse me.
Excuse me. Does Reb Zayvel live here?
What?
Should I assume that I was given incorrect directions?
Reb Zayvel.
Reb Zayvel. I think he lives with his son.
So what?
What do you mean, so what? Does he live here or not?
Er ist nicht in der
He's not home.
Goodbye, Mrs. Brownstein. I'll see you next week.
Goodbye, darling. Goodbye.
Brownstein.
Brownstein? That means that you're the daughter-in-law. I'm Anna. My name is Hirschel. Hirschel Zaremba.
You heard what I said. My father-in-law isn't home.
All right, mission do.
Go in good health.
What kind of a cursed year is this? Such a disagreeable personality.
Who are you looking for?
I come here looking for a friend. I have the door slammed in my face as if I had come begging for a handout.
You came looking for my father?
I am Futter.
Schmielig.
Yes, Schmielig.
Why did you slam the door on this man's face?
Please, Sam, please.
Unless you want me to have a nervous breakdown.
Listen, Dora.
Don't talk to me, please. Please don't talk to me.
I told you I don't want beggars in my house.
Come in, mister. What's your name? You seem very familiar to me.
You don't recognize me?
Here's the Rembrandt.
I never would have recognized you.
I guess I'm older now. What can I do? But regardless, Schmiedik, you've done well, huh? Maybe sometime you'll visit the poor people in Brownsville, huh?
Can we eat?
Yes.
Would you like to join join us for dinner, Reb Hirsch?
No, donkey.
I just ate a little while ago.
Hello, Pa.
Hello, Sonny. Hello.
You have such a son already?
A fine book.
Would you like to wait in my father's room? There you'll have Yiddish papers. You can read if you want. Take them there, Sidney.
Okay.
And I'll see you before you go.
Come on.
Just like a synagogue in here. One beggar gone, another arrives to take his place. When I see a neighbor from a distance, I want to hide my face for shame.
Dear.
You, yes, but not me. I'm not ashamed of my father, and I'm not ashamed of my guests. I place them as high, maybe higher, as your overblown, phony aristocrats with their noses in the air. These people are not swindlers, not charlatans who sell their souls for a dollar, like your aristocrats. These are honest, sincere people who work hard for their piece of bread, and there's nothing to be ashamed of.
You're forgetting that this is West End Avenue and not Orchard Street and not Sheriff Street.
No, I forget not.
How long has it been since we moved from there? And why are you suddenly ashamed of Sheriff Street and Orchard Street? I'm proud of where I'm from.
Is there something to be proud of?
Yes, is do. In Sheriff Street and Orchard Street.
Sheriff Street and Orchard Street, or any of the tiny little streets, there's more soul, more intelligence, more humanity.
Why don't you become a rabbi? You should have become a rabbi.
Well, Red Hind,
I see that you don't understand.
What am I, some sort of an animal that I can't understand you?
You're no animal, just an anti-Semite.
An anti-Semitke bin ich.
Yes.
The way you talk about Sheriff Street and Orchard Street is the way anti-Semites talk.
All right.
We'll finish arguing another time. Come eat.
Well, how do you like Grandpa's room?
It's a palace.
It's a palace. And he even has a radio. It works.
Sure. I'll put it on if you like. Yeah. I'll see if there's a Jewish hour on now.
There's a Jewish hour here, too.
Of course. Why not?
In a fancy neighborhood like this.
There it is. Well, now sit down and make yourself comfortable, and when Zeta comes, I'll send him up.
All right.
A dear sweet boy. Not at all like his mother.
Word to you Jewish homemakers. When you think about preparations for the holidays, think about your brothers and sisters, the Jewish grocery owners. Tell them directly how much Manischewitz matzah you will need. Don't gamble with your holiday. Manischewitz matzah for Passover is matzah which is delicious and imbued with 1,000 tastes. Baked from the finest meal that money can buy in the Manischewitz's best matzah bakery in the world. Don't forget to tell your grocery man that you want Manischewitz matzah products.
Manischewitz matzah products.
Sidney, go in there this instant and tell him to turn off that radio.
Stop this racket.
A racket, eh? You know what kind of neighbors we have here? Jewish music. I have enough rabbis on my head.
Enough already, enough.
Do you want me to have a nervous breakdown?
What do you want? You want me to send him back to Brownsville? Well, you can forget about it.
All right, Ma, they stop.
Go now, Sidney.
It's all right.
He can hear this, too.
I don't want you to send him back to Brownsville, but I want you to tell him to stop dragging his beggars in here.
What schnorrers?
These Jews who come visiting your grandpa. Your mother has no name for them but beggars.
Oh, Mama, you're wrong. They're not schnorrers. They're very nice people, really they are. I like them. I don't know what you have against them. I'll never forget the thrill I had when I was a little boy and I went to shul with Zeta.
Well, limits are stared. You'll see gain in temple.
Temple doesn't mean a thing. It's so cold in there.
Cold?
Papa knows what I mean.
I know, Sonny, I know. And you're right.
Now, let me tell you another thing, Ma. That since Zeta's here, our house doesn't seem to be as empty as before. At least now we know when it's a Jewish holiday when...
So, sir, Tata.
Father, where did you come from? Where are you going with your satchel?
In Brownsville, my king.
To Brownsville, my child.
Zurich in Brownsville.
Back to Brownsville. Take this, Red Hirsch. What's going on here?
Shh.
Make no noise and don't get yourself all excited. It's not so bad. I'm not the first nor the last to make this mistake. I know your heart was good.
But it didn't work.
What do you mean it didn't work?
It just didn't work. It didn't work.
Let me hear why.
I'm from another world, and this is another world. In Brownsville, I have my friends, my countrymen, my acquaintances. They know me, I know them. And here, it's true. A Jew wanders around in a non-Jewish neighborhood, sits a whole day on Riverside Drive, and has no one to share a single word with. A person is not an animal. A person has a soul, too. I'll move in with Hirsch. His wife will take care of me. And no one there will try to stop me from living the way I want. No one there will accuse me of bringing beggars home.
I beg you, Father.
Don't go, Zeta, please.
Look at him. This is my grandchild. You have no idea, Hirsch, what a dear child this is. What kind of a Jewish heart he has.
Please, Zeta. You know how I was looking forward to the holidays? And now you want to leave us. Oh, don't, Zeta. Please don't.
What do you say, Reb Hirsch?
Please, Zeta. Brownsville will be talking to Shantay.
Brownsville won't run away.
You know how I love you. Please don't.
So why should you cry? What do you say? Brownsville won't run away. Reb Hirsch, I suppose your wife will let me in after Passover, too. For now, I'll stay. And the grandfather remained at his son's for Passover. But will he stay after Passover? Only God knows. This story is from the series Round the Family Table, brought to you every week at this time by the B. Manischewitz Matzah Company. Join us next week at this time when we will present for you a new story.
The Manischewitz Matzah Company invites you to be with us again next week, same time, same station, for another delightful program of By Tatamamis Tish.